With over 30 years of combined experience in custom caravan manufacturing, Atlantic Caravan's mission is to create a community of like-minded souls who want to explore Australia in unbeatable comfort. Thanks to the latest technology, outstanding interior design, and a high-quality finish, enjoying the great outdoors in an Atlantic Caravan is a five-star experience. If you are looking to explore Australia in class, do not go past their high-quality, innovative, contemporary-built caravans. Check out their Endeavour, New Generation, High Terrain, or E-Series models online at www.atlanticcaravans.com.au or call them on 03 9357 6971 or email them at info@atlanticcaravans.com.au.
Yes, welcome back to the Lions Den here live on FNR Football Nation Radio. I'm your host, Josh Parrish, alongside David Svetkovsky. But joining us in the studio now is young gun left-back Karl Barasiewicz. Welcome to the program.
Cheers, guys.
And tell us first, new player to the club. Tell the supporters, what's been your footballing journey? Where have you come from?
Yeah, so I started off at Faulkner Blues. Started there for a few years. Went to Whittlesea Rangers for a bit. And then headed off to Hume for about five years. Spent half the year at Sunshine Georgie's and then ended up here now.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And what's been your journey in your previous clubs? Have you always played left back? Did you start off as a winger or more attacking player like a lot of fullbacks do?
Yeah, I was more of a midfielder when I was younger and then went back to centre back. Played there for quite a few years. And now just moved to left back. Louis likes me there, so I'll play that position.
So you feel a bit versatile, can fill in a number of roles?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm comfortable in left, centre back and left back. Slowly becoming more comfortable in left back, so which is good.
And how did the opportunity come to come to Preston Lions?
Yeah, so Louis was a coach of mine at Hume when I was about 16. He gave me my first debut there. And then, yeah, he just gave me a call, and I know what he's all about. I know Preston's a good club, so I know they're pushing for promotion, which is really good. And I knew that I'd learn heaps under him, so, yeah, I thought it was a good option.
You mentioned Louis. What's he like?
Yeah, Louis, I like his type of coaching. He's hard, which is good. He tells you straight, which is, yeah, really good for me personally. I like that. I'd rather him tell me straight than beat around the bush. But, yeah, in the end, just a really good coach.
Carlos, you make a decision as a young man, you're 20, to come over to the Lions Den. You have a conversation with the coach. What were your expectations December, January, coming to a pretty big club? You probably would have heard about it as a younger player, a lot of signings. What were you thinking?
Yeah, it was a bit nerve-wracking coming to Preston. Dad told me about it back in the day, how big the club was. Yeah. I'd had a few mates in the team already, so, you know, that made it a bit easier to come along.
Who would be your best mate at the club at the moment that
probably,
you play with?
Damo.
Damo, your twin.
Yeah.
Your twin. I have to look twice. And you know the only way I can differentiate the two of them? It's his tips, mate. Look at this. Look at this style, mate. Hey, he's our own bachelor. I'm not allowed to use the word married at first sight tonight. I'm under strict instructions from the coach tonight, pre-game. No talk about that. So we're going to call him the Bachelor, Preston's Bachelor tonight. I'm probably still going to get a butt kick for it, but that's okay. See, you come over and you've played most of the pre-season games. Have you missed any?
Yeah, I just missed the last one through a little bit of
injury. The friendly against Richmond.
Friendly. So which is the only game I've missed, which is unfortunate, but had to be done.
Yeah, and you're fighting fit this week? You're back into it?
Yeah, back into it, which is good and feeling good.
Yeah, and we probably didn't make a mention early on, Josh, but we played Richmond in a scratch match. We fielded two 11-sided teams. Carlos wasn't playing on the weekend, but it was just great opportunity to give the boys a run out on the weekend. So that was Saturday. And we've been at training Monday and Wednesday, Carl. Yep. What's the tempo and what's the environment like? I'm an observer, so I can talk as an observer and tell the supporters what I see. But as a player, what's the intensity like?
Yeah, both sessions have been really high. We know it's round one around the corner, so everyone wants to be in that starting 11. Mm-hmm. That's obvious. And it's, you know, round one's probably biggest game, but we have a really good crowd as well. So, of course, everyone wants to play that. Training's been really good. Really good standard.
They've been flying in.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Always good. But
game day, mate, they'll be flying in. Exactly. Opposition will come at you. So it's better to feel that intensity.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like training. And I know we've got some great leaders out there who'll set the tempo. And they won't pull punches and they'll go in hard. Yeah. But we got to set the tempo. A question, training tomorrow night. How are you feeling about training? And then what's your weekend look like heading into Sunday?
Yeah, just training is on Friday, just a bit lighter because we know, you know, the game's around the corner. We'll just talk about set pieces and stuff like that. And then the weekend, just nothing much, just have a relaxed one because, you know, Sunday's going to be a big one. That's about it.
Nice, quiet one.
Yeah.
Sunday night?
Nothing. Relax.
Nothing. Tired?
Tired.
How many
tired.
Ks would you do per game? If you look at the data on these guys is absolutely incredible, Josh.
Mm.
What kind of clicks are you doing?
Average, maybe 10 Ks.
10 Ks,
yeah.
And at pace?
Yeah, well, most of it, which is pretty good. But yeah.
As a left back, you fascinate me because with your speed and your recovery speed, which I think you pride yourself on, you're always defending first. Yeah. But you've been able to get yourself into some great positions up high. Who have you usually got playing in front of you?
Yeah, most of the time it's Andrezinho.
Yeah.
So we've developed a good reading of each other, which is always good because you need that. So it's always, you know.
How do you communicate with Andre? Yeah. This is fascinating. This man is just unique.
Yeah.
He's Brazilian. Does he use words on the ground or he's got kind of a method of communication?
Yeah, he yells a bit. He does this bit of a weird sound.
Yeah, this is the most amazing sound. He does like.
I don't even know. I can't even do it myself.
And everyone knows what he's doing because you just give it to his feet and
So he's yelling at, we know he's free when he's doing that sound.
Yeah.
So
he makes these whistle, scream kind of Latin singing sounds.
Yeah.
People just respond to him.
So he doesn't speak much English? Or?
No, he actually is pretty good on the English.
On the field.
Yeah. When he gets on the ground, he's just give him the ball. He's Brazilian. He has one name.
He's got
Andrezinho.
Universal language of football.
I've got two names. How many names have you got, mate? You've probably got three.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Macedonian names, mate, you don't need three names because ours go on forever. So thank goodness to my parents. Big hello to mum and dad out there. Just gave me two names because all I needed was a middle name to further complicate. You got a middle name?
Yeah.
Carlos.
Petar.
Petar.
Yeah.
Borisovic. Good Croatian backgrounded boy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Mum and dad, both Croatians?
Yeah.
And who's Petar? Granddad?
No, just parents thought about it.
Petar, I like that. I was thinking of a number of nicknames for you. I like Carlos. We won't go to the others.
Carlos.
Well, as a left back, that's not a bad moniker to have.
Correct. But Carlos has been playing well at left back, and he's not only been defending, but you've been able to get yourself into nosebleed territory, the final 20%, on the edge of the box, and he's committed to me this weekend. He's going to have a bit of an impact in that forward line when he gets himself in there. Talk me through this, big fella. 2 weeks ago, I think it was a Saturday afternoon, it was pretty warm. Boom, boom, corner, Lockie Roos, right-hand side, whips it over the top. Young Carlos just comes in, sneakily at the back. I think you rose up. Yeah? Was it to the left of the side?
Yeah.
Tell me, did you have your eyes open at least?
Of course.
Josh, bang, first goal. Brilliant. Talk me through the celebration and the feeling.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I don't score many goals. So
didn't have anything planned?
Nah, I didn't. Just headed the ball, seen it was in the back of the net and turned around. I think Cookie grabbed me and then tried to get out of here.
He was a bit stunned, the young boy.
And I honestly was just trying to run over to Lockie because it was a good ball. So, you know.
Mint, mate. Just floated back post, Josh. But he rose. He just went, boom, vertically up and tapped it in and I think your dad was at the game.
Yeah.
He was, even dad was, he'd perched up bigger than the chief that day. I saw him in the car park on the way out and said, stay back for a drink. And he said, I've got to go home. He'd seen enough of his boy. And it was quite nice to see. But I think one thing you players need to do, score this weekend or any week at home. What do you think, how should you celebrate it at Jenner Steel Stadium? You got any clue here, son?
Just with the fans, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a lesson. And to all the players, I know they all dial in on Thursday nights to watch, but you score a goal. If you're at one end and you're close to the supporters in the big stand, just run to the cage. Yeah, if you're on the other end near the sponsors, run to the sponsors and they go nuts. None of this stuff in the middle of the ground hugging and kissing each other. run to the supporters, boys. That's where the real deal is. But very good. What are your expectations of the year?
Should be a good one. The team we got, I expect we should get promoted. That's what we're aiming for, yeah. Nothing less.
Yeah. That's the standard. That's the standard. We're here to win. None of this crap, oh, yeah, we're going to play our best, but we'll see how it goes. We're here to win. Yeah. We hold no grudges to that. And that's the message from Lou. Yeah. We're here to win. If you're not here to win, don't show up. Go find another club. Yeah. But we're here to win. The supporters expect wins and success. You feel that?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you like it, or is that putting unnecessary pressure on you?
Nah, to be honest, personally, I really like it.
He loves it. He perks up.
Hey. Yeah, it's good. You know, it just drives you a bit more.
Yeah.
And, you just look up at the crowd and see, you know, when I scored, just look up and the smile. So it's, geez, you're up.
And I asked a lot of the legends that come in here. We had Georgie Petrov and Tiger in here. It's still, some of the parts of the club are still old until we get them upgraded. But the old gated, what do we call them when you walk out onto the ground?
Turnstiles.
No. Before you come on the ground, you know how you have to wait for the opposition team?
Oh, the gate.
The runway. You're standing in there pre-game. Walk us through it. And you haven't played in a real deal game this Sunday, but you played in the Macedonian Cup and other games. What's it like as a player? You get out into that race, the players' race. That's what you get into the players' race. What's the feeling like?
Yeah, it's good. You always got pretty much nerves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just me. I always get them. But you walk out, you have
what kind of nerves? Like, explain to us normal people. What are your nerves like? Just gut.
Yeah, just
bit of butterfly.
Yeah. Just, you know, you don't know what to expect from the other team. You don't know. You know, how you're feeling and all that. So, you know, you just walk out on the pitch and you look up, see the crowd, see a few familiar faces and just have...
When do your nerves transition from nerves to energy?
First touch, always.
You're just ready to go.
Yeah.
Get the first touch and it's over and done with.
Yeah.
Any pre-game rituals or routines or religions, whatever they call them, that you get up to?
Could go on for days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's one of your weirdest ones?
There's one, so you know when you go hands in just before the kickoff, you know, with your team.
On the ground?
Yeah. My hand's always going to be on top of the goalkeepers. Not directly on top, but somewhere above.
Wow.
That's just one.
Bit of handsy there with the big K.
Yeah.
Dominic Kudasevich.
Exactly.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
What else? Any others?
Always a left sock, left boot before the right.
Well, you don't need your right one, mate.
Yeah,
exactly. Your right one's just there for standing,
well
mate.
Exactly right.
When you go to Rebel Sports, mate, just save yourself 50% just buy the left one, mate, because
exactly.
That... Left one's pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, so and then, mostly everything left foot. And then, there's a few more, but it would come on for days. A
couple of hard characters or a couple of hard questions. Who's the biggest character around the club?
I'd have to say Atze.
Atze?
Yeah.
Atze AMG?
Yeah, Atze AMG.
Why is he a character, mate?
He's just got a good personality.
Now, you know, we won't hold it against him, Josh, that we didn't get invited to this party. It seems a lot of people did. You have to be on the A-list to get to it. But was Atze invited to this party of yours, Baz?
Yeah, he was.
He was invited. Oh, well, we heard he just rocked up. And did he apply to the dress code?
No.
He just sets the tone, mate.
Yeah, we all wearing shirts and decided to rock up in a T-shirt.
Yeah.
But
who's the trendsetter of the club? Like, who's the big rooster that just sets the trend? From a fashion sense?
I'd have to say Andrezinho.
Andrezinho? Yeah. In what way?
I just always rocked up in some designer wear. I don't know where he gets it from, but there's always the Gucci's and the Louis Vuitton's. And
Brazilian,
all that.
Mate. Just the Brazilian. Yeah. Different level.
Yeah.
Different level. And who would be the funniest player in the team?
Funniest player? would have to say... good bet. I'd say again.
Atze, he's just winning all the awards at the moment.
Nah, he's just everything he says.
He's genuinely a good guy, and I've asked him. He's coming out next Thursday, so you'll get to meet the AMG. We're gonna have to save him a car park at the front, mate. This car just needs its own car park, Josh. There, before he comes in, and we'll have to make sure he keeps his top on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the hardest thing.
He's like an Instagram model, mate. He's half nude most of the time. He flick through and just his abs, and or he's in the gym or. In the car.
Is that why you rocked up in a T-shirt? Got to keep it nice
and
tight.
Yeah, nice and tight, mate. He's the real deal. From a footballing sense, on the park, when you watch him in the team, who do you watch and go, wow, I want to mirror my attitude, my game on that player?
Yeah, there's a few in there. I like Cookie and Sammy as the defenders, so I kind of see my game in them. now I can improve because obviously older and more
that
experienced.
Bloody cookie. I tell you what, I don't know where he got his driver's license from. Have you seen him drive?
To be honest.
He's like ginormous. He's 6'5", but he drives the smallest car you've ever. He's got the biggest dog you've seen. Yeah. He's ginormous and he drives the smallest car you can see. Yeah. And he doesn't know what white lines are. He just parks it anywhere.
I can back you up on
that. Did you hear Sammy H?
No.
No. What's he like as a captain? How does he lead? By example.
Yep.
Yeah. He leads by example. So what's it like sitting on the left of the two of them?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's really, I learn a lot off them. Yeah. So which is good. And because of the defensive side of the game, they're a lot more experienced than me. So everything I do is something, and they tell me I take it in and try to do it better the next time.
Well, kid, don't get ahead of yourself. This is a great club. You're doing really well. We're looking forward to watching your continued growth. We're very proud of you. We want to wish you all the best for this Sunday. And on behalf of all the supporters out there, welcome to Preston. And have a great day on Sunday, buddy. Cheers. Have a great day. Thank you.
All the best, mate. Cheers. Thanks for joining us.